Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me for episode 1331 of our weekday podcast. And I'm grateful you're here today because I want to share a word with you that I think is significant to the times we're living in. And that word I want to share with you is overwhelmed. Isn't it true that everywhere you go today, when you say, "How are you doing?" I hear three things. I hear I'm tired, I hear I'm busy, and I hear basically the sum of I'm so overwhelmed. Most of us find ourselves overwhelmed, I think, at things that we cannot control. We're overwhelmed with what's happening in America. We're overwhelmed with what's happening overseas. We're overwhelmed at what's happening at school or what's happening somewhere outside of our reach. The world is filled with events and challenges and situations that can cause us to have great fear and great anxiety. It's easy to become overwhelmed and live imprisoned with the fear that comes with that emotion. But that's not the way of God. Listen, friend, God doesn't have you wired to live in overwhelm. He has you wired to live in overlove. We are promised in God's word that He is faithful and that He will protect us. That God, you see, my friend, wants us to let go of fear and that attitude of being overwhelmed to live life to its very fullest. And if you've ever wondered what that might look like, look up the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. But I want to hone in on this one short scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Listen to me, friend. When you are overcome by worry, use that text and then let that be a part of your prayer for protection to remember who God is and the protection that He's promised you. I urge you to remember a prayer that could sound like Psalm chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, where you could come to the Father and say, "God, I'm coming to you today with my head bowed, asking for your protection from Satan, from the evil one. God, I'm attacked moment by moment with images on TV or the internet or books or newspapers that, Lord, at times let me feel vulnerable to sin of every kind everywhere I turn. God, would you surround me with your divine hedge of protection and encompass us and me in particular with your strength and your might. God, let all, especially in my life today, take refuge in you. May I find gladness and may I find peace. May I find contentment in you and you alone, because it is you who blesses the righteous. God, you surround the righteous with favor and with a shield." Oh, wow, that is so beautiful. If you've ever heard that term, understanding God's hedge of protection, on my next weekday podcast, I'm going to describe exactly where it comes from, why it's there, and how God uses it to help us define and understand His protection in our life. In the meantime, go out there and let God take the overwhelmed sense you have and let Him deal with all those things you can't fix and you can't control. But in those areas that you can control, ask the Lord for wisdom, that you may be able to see them without the sense of being overwhelmed, and you might have wisdom to know how to deal with them as God has you prepared to do. Oh, my friend, He doesn't want you to live in a spirit of being overwhelmed. He wants you to live in the peace and the joy that comes with walking with Him, our Savior, our King, and our Lord. So, friend, today, trust in Him. Walk with Him. Leave that which you cannot control in His hands, and He'll take care of it. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.